As you know by now, every Monday at this time, we do a feature called Made in Michigan Monday. We talk with a company that makes things in Michigan. And because today's date is April 20th, 420, let's talk a little bit about the marijuana business in Michigan. Medical marijuana, now recreational marijuana, legalized, at least kind of. Joining us right now to talk about their company is the president of the Detroit Fudge Company, Tim Schuler. Tim, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. How are you today on 420?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
You know what? It's a beautiful sunny day over here in Ann Arbor, and we're making lots of chocolate for a lot of people throughout the state of Michigan, and we're proud to be a Michigan-made company.
I want to talk a little bit about how you do this legally because, you know, as I said, medical marijuana and now recreational marijuana is legal, at least kind of, even though the federal government prohibits it. How does this all work, and what exactly are you able and licensed to do legally?
Sure. So the state of Michigan, through the MRA, which is the Marijuana Regulatory Authority, set up a supply chain that basically, there's a grower, which grows the plant, and then there's a processor, which is what we do, and you can process the plant in a number of different ways. One of the ways is to extract all of the oil or resin out of the plant and turn it into what's called distillate, which is comes out looking like a honey, sappy consistency, and then we infuse edibles here in Ann Arbor, and we do so by putting the distillate into chocolate to make brownies, fudge, our famous Barracuda bars, and then we also inject it into honey, peanut butter, vegetable oil, things like that for people to purchase. And then we sell to retailers. First and foremost, it actually goes to a testing facility, I should say, to get tested for any foreign matter, microbials. It gives us the potency or what the THC level is. And then once it passes an independent third-party test, it's then transported to a retailer, and that's where consumers and patients alike can go and purchase our fine Detroit Fudge products.
There you go. This isn't something that you can do mail order. I mean, this is strictly regulated. So like you said, these are made for other retailers, but I couldn't place an online order, for example, to get some.
That is correct. The quickest and easiest way to find a retailer that has us is to search on a website called Weed Maps. And what it will do is it'll geo-target your location and then find the retailer closest to you, which has a MRA license to sell for you medical or recreational marijuana. And recreational is anyone 21 years or older.
How did you get into this business?
A twisting turn of career. I cut my teeth in the beer business. I worked for Anheuser-Busch for 15 years, and the last five of which was the state sales director for Anheuser-Busch here in Michigan. And so I worked with a number of wholesalers, including Earl Smith right there in Port Huron. Mm-hmm. And I learned the distribution or the supply chain of the legalized product. And when I saw that the state of Michigan was obviously medical at the time and then moving into a new supply chain of recreational with the vote in 2018, I worked with my partners who are out of Traverse City and cut a deal to run their companies. We have two processing licenses, one in Ann Arbor called Detroit Fudge, and then one up in Pinconning, just north of Bay City, which is called Cannalicious, which is a pure lab, and we actually take in the biomass or the flower and turn it into the distillate or other products that can be used for consuming marijuana.
When we talk about edibles, for somebody who hasn't used this kind of product before, the dosage is really important. For example, if I bought a brick of fudge on Mackinac Island, I'd have half of it gone by the time that I got back to Mackinac City. You don't want to do that with your product, do you?
No, that's correct. So the state of Michigan allows only 100 milligrams of THC, which is the psychoactive drug that causes the effect for people. and 100 milligrams is a very small dosage amount, and it's spread or homogenized throughout either the brownie or the chocolate or the peanut butter. And we serve those in less than 10 milligram servings. So like a candy bar has 100 milligrams of THC in it. And we recommend each, there's 20 servings of 5 milligrams each. And as you know, Paul, we as a society have told a complete generation and then some not to smoke. And we truly believe that edibles are the safest and best way for people to either discover or rediscover the use of marijuana in a very controlled and easy environment for 21 and older patients and or consumers.
Tim, what do you see the future being for marijuana in Michigan? As you mentioned, recreational being approved by voters, you know, just in late 2018, they're still working out, I think, a lot of the details, and a lot of communities are deciding whether or not they want to opt in or opt out of that. What do you see as the future for sale of marijuana in Michigan?
Well, it's a tremendous future. So we looked at the number of medical cardholders, and that numbered about as many as 290,000 patients that were in Michigan that had their medical card. There's more than 7 million residents that are 21 plus. So when you look at the potential marketplace for marijuana, it's, you know, close to 35-fold in terms of number of people that have the opportunity to use it legally now. And we truly believe that as more and more states come on board, there's more than 35 states right now that have either medical or recreational use laws. That's well over the two-thirds needed to hopefully push the federal government to understand that this is something that needs to happen on a federal basis so that, you know, safe banking can happen. All of our business right now, majority of it is cash, which obviously brings certain nuances to the problem with, you know, moving currency quickly. As you know, we've become almost a paperless society when it comes to cash, but marijuana is still done 100% in cash right now.
It's certainly a very regulated industry, as you pointed out, isn't it?
It is, very much so. So every, actually, not just once a week, but twice a week, we have an independent lab come into our facility. They take samples of every product we produce and test it for all those various items that I listed earlier. And we don't test, we cannot ship anything because there's a state tracking system called Metric that the third party license for safety and compliance has to pass our products before we can actually ship them to a retailer.
Why is the Detroit Fudge Company in Ann Arbor?
A long time ago, a caregiver set up a company in Ann Arbor called Detroit Fudge Company, which was an actual fudge company at one time back in the early 1900s.
Oh, no kidding.
They used the name and secured it from the family that had the Detroit Fudge Company, and we've continued it on. It's a great brand, and we believe that, you know, over time, we will continue to have great products rolling out, and we just happen to be based in Ann Arbor.
So, interesting
stuff. Which
is
a very friendly community to the consumption of marijuana as well. Ann Arbor's been a great partner of ours.
Yeah, there seem to be a lot of similar businesses there in Ann Arbor.
Correct. There's about 18 different retailers right now in Ann Arbor that sell marijuana and medical marijuana. And then there's a number of different grows and processors like ourselves based out of there.
All right. Well, Tim, great talking to you this morning. Appreciate it very much, and happy 420.
Paul, I appreciate the time and the help and what you're doing up there in Port Huron. And for all your listeners out there, there's a couple retailers that are close. Freddy's over there in Flint, Green Galaxy in Flint, and then up in the Thumb as well, a place called Remedy up in Vassar carries Detroit Fudge. So we'd love to have any of your listeners, if they're interested in trying out an edible, to go into any of those fine retailers and try us out.
Tim, thanks for joining us. Appreciate your time very much.
You bet, Paul. Take care.
So long. 1380 WPHM in Port Huron. Well, that's a first. We've covered a lot of different topics on Made in Michigan Monday. Figured that was one worth talking about as well. And by the way, if you have any ideas, any companies that we haven't covered yet, and you know, we're just scratching the surface. We've only been doing this since October, so we're what, like 6 months in. There's a lot of Michigan companies making fine products that are known in Michigan and beyond. You know, drop us a note. Let us know who we ought to be talking to, because we always appreciate that input and those suggestions.